Let's fast forward. You're back in Oklahoma, and your first elected office is in 1946, House of Representatives from Noble County.
Yes.
You were about 25 years old?
Yeah, 25.
The reason you ran, I guess, is because of what you kind of committed yourself to back there on Maui.
Yes. I had a friend named Bob McKevins who was in the state legislature. Bob was a law student. When he finished law school, there was a vacancy in the county attorney's office here in Noble County. So Bob resigned his seat in the legislature and took the job as county attorney. Then he asked me if I'd be interested in running for the legislature. Of course, I was, and I did, and I won. And then I lost when I ran for re-election.
2 years later, why do you think you lost?
Well, I'd married, and we had a baby by then. I'd started a bulldozing business, and we were in debt and trying to make a success out of our business. And I didn't bother to campaign. I thought I'd done my job, and people would want to send me back. But they thought if I didn't think enough of the job to campaign for it, I didn't want it very bad, so they sent somebody else down there.
So I guess that was a lesson learned that you obviously took with you the rest of your political life, because
you
were never defeated again.
When I learned it hurts to be beat, you feel like you're rejected.
But then you stayed out of politics for a number of years, and you farmed.
And ran the bulldozing business. I stayed active in county politics. I was county chairman and precinct chairman. My wife was on the state committee, Shirley. She was an active Republican.
So then, how did it come that you thought, I can run for governor?
What happened is that I was county chairman, and John Tyler from Bartlesville was a Republican state chairman. And John came to Noble County to some of our events, and he thought I was doing a good job as county chairman. Well, he decided he wanted to get out of the state chairman's job and become Republican National Committee man. So he came to me and asked me if I'd run for state chairman if he resigned and ran for National Committee man. And I didn't think I was up to that, but he convinced me that I could handle it all right. It was one of the really kind of tough decisions I ever had to make, to decide to give up the security and the peace, I guess I can say, of life with Shirley and their daughters to run for an office that was going to keep me away from home for a year a lot of the time. But I did run, and I was elected. We worked hard to put the party together, and when it was time to have a candidate for governor, we didn't have a candidate. So I offered myself as a sacrificial lamb.
Well, I guess you say sacrificial because you were obviously declared Republican, and the state had never elected a Republican governor.
And the registration was five times as many Democrats as there were Republicans. It looked like a hopeless situation.
So I guess you thought, well, somebody's got to run, so may as well be me.
Yeah, and I thought something else. When you looked at the previous governor's races, there were at least two times when Republicans came within less than 20,000 votes of winning. And I felt like if we put on a good campaign and used the organization that I'd helped build, they only had to make 10,000 vote difference to win a race that had been decided by 20,000. If you change 10 Democrats to Republicans, you made a 20,000 vote difference.
But you hadn't really been used to campaigning at that level, even to the point of making speeches.
No, I wasn't a speech maker, and I never became one. What I did was do what we called two-party tea parties. Through the Republican organizational work, I made friends in every county in the state. I was able, in most towns, to get someone I knew to open up their home for an afternoon coffee, or we call them two-party tea parties. They'd invite their friends to come in to meet me, and I'd make a short talk and answer questions. Shirley would get their names on a mailing list, and we'd mail them letters and keep in touch with them. The rule we followed was if you get someone that you've actually met and kept in touch with, and then you ask them to do things, they'll be inclined to want to talk about you. Or they go to the beauty shop or the Rotary Club, and they'll say, I had a letter from old Henry today, and he's telling what we've done, and they were insiders. It's a very good technique.
Didn't you even take speech lessons?
Yes, I took speech lessons from a woman named Thompson.
Was one of your first speeches at a governor's candidate gathering when Senator Mike Mulroney was there?
Oh, yeah. It was a Democrat gathering at Sesakwa. It was called the FFA Banquet. It had been a Democratic political event for quite a long while. The man was from Seminole, but he called himself the mayor of Sesakwa. He was an MC, a very clever, humorous kind of guy who used to love to harass politicians. He'd invite all these candidates for office to the Sesakwa FFA banquet, and we were each allowed 3 to 5 minutes to make a talk. He would be introduced by the mayor, and he would tell the worst things he knew about us rather than the best things. I was the first Republican ever invited there, as far as I know. I didn't know what I was getting into, but as I saw this going on, I wondered how I was going to survive these 3 or 5 minutes, and I finally decided that the best thing I could do was to tell about when we were forming the Company A of the 4th Tank Battalion. We tried to identify the young Marines who had been in FFA or 4-H because we knew we'd be getting country kids. They knew something about equipment, and we felt we'd make good Marines. So we used that criteria, at least to some extent. And I told about that and how great these guys turned out to be and how many became officers and how many of them were decorated for our bravery. The crowd began to cheer and applaud, and Mike Maroney was introduced next, and he talked about what I'd said. And I realized that I was going to compete with him.
Because I guess he was known as a public speaker and had more experience.
Well, he'd been there in the Congress for 30 years. He'd kind of lost touch with Oklahoma. He'd become a major player on the Washington scene and was much more comfortable there than he was here in places like Sesauqua.